Okay, Heber, here we go. It's good to see you guys. I just want to share one thought that I've been thinking about the past couple days and hope to carry with me throughout Shemini Atzeres and Simchas Torah. We know HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Kol Yachol. He can do whatever he wants. Anything that you could possibly imagine, he can do it. Nothing is stopping him. Nothing is difficult for him. Nothing's too much for him. Yet, there are two surprising Gemaras that seem to express a difficulty for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And I think we mentioned this in Parshas Ekev, but I think it needs to be repeated. The Gemara tells us in Sot at the very beginning on Beis Amud Aleph that Kasha Zivugin Kekriyas Yamsuf, that making Shidduchim, having people come together and get married, is difficult just like Kriyas Yamsuf. That's number one. And number two, the Gemara in Pesachim tells us on Daf Kuf Yud Ches that Kasha Parnasasal Shal Adam Kekriyas Yamsuf, providing sustenance, giving a Parnasa, is just as difficult as Kriyas Yamsuf. So we see that providing sustenance and helping people find their partner, Shidduchim, is difficult for Hashem. And not only that, there's a third thing, right? Kriyas Yamsuf, because Gemara is comparing it to the difficulty of Kriyas Yamsuf. So there are three things: sustenance, Parnasa, Shidduchim, and Kriyas Yamsuf. All those things are difficult for Hashem. So what does it mean it's difficult for Hashem? The secret, or the answer to that question, is in Shemini Atzeres. We have this Yom Tov of Shemini Atzeres following Sukkot, but what's it all about? Why do we have it? There are no mitzvos. There's nothing special going on in Shemini Atzeres. So Rashi famously says, Ala Torah, Kasha Alai Predaschem, meaning any sort of distance or separation or estrangement from a Kadosh Baruch Hu is difficult. Hashem wanted Bnei Yisrael to stay with him a little bit longer before he left Yerushalayim. And that separation, that departure, is difficult, kviyachol, for a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Anytime we're not close to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, anytime there's a rifyon or a weakening or a laxity in our devekus or connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's hard for him. So how does that explain these two Gemaras? So what happened in Kriyas Yamsuf? I don't know if it was the greatest moment of devekus in Jewish history, but it was definitely up there. It was definitely unlike any other time. The Egyptians were behind us. The Yamsuf was in front of us. We literally had nowhere to go. And the only thing we could possibly do was turn to Avinu Shebashamayim, we davened to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We screamed, Hashem, please help us. V'yitzaku el Hashem. So why was it difficult for Hashem? Why was splitting the sea difficult for HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Because at that moment of such unrestrained dveikus to Hashem, Hashem was mamish in love with it. He just wanted us to be with Him for eternity. And He knew if He split the sea, yeah, maybe we'll sing Shira Siyam. We'll say Hodul Hashem Ki Tov. We'll say Baruch Hashem. But Lamaisa, the reality is that human nature is that 5 minutes later, an hour later, for sure a week later, we just go back to regular life. And we kind of forget it. We put it on the back burner. Hashem didn't want to split the sea to a degree because He just wanted us to be with Him. And now we can understand the comparisons in the Gemara. Why is Shidduchim like Kriyas Yamsuf? So when a person is single, and Rachmana Litzlan Lo'Olenu, when a person is struggling in Shidduchim and it's taking a while for them to get married, so he or she can pour their heart out to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. They think, maybe I've danced at all my friends' weddings, I've arranged Sheva Brochos, I've set up my friends, I've said Tehillim, I've said Nishmas, I've done so many things. When, Hashem, is it going to be my turn? And they cry, and they cry, and they cry. And then what happens? A person gets married. Baruch Hashem. It's such an incredible simcha. But who does that person cry to at the end of the day? Who does that person share their greatest joys with at the end of the day? They have a spouse, Baruch Hashem. But sometimes we forget to also turn to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So Hashem, again, why is it difficult for Hashem? Because again, there's this separation. The person is shifting their tefillos and sharing their life now, not with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but to their spouse. And it's the same thing when it comes to Parnasa. When times are tough and people are, you know, really counting their dollars, making sure they have enough money to pay their bills and pay rent, it's incredibly, incredibly challenging. It's overwhelming. And every single time you're thinking about spending anything, any amount of money, you're cheshbening, can I make it with spending this? Is this really necessary? Do I need to buy this at the grocery store, or should I put it back? And we dive into HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem, please help me make it to the end of the month, help me have enough money for rent. But what happens? That person gets a raise, he gets a bonus. And then those spontaneous and such incredibly heartfelt tefillos are fewer and fewer. And so often we even begin to think, kochem v'otzem yadi, that it's all me and I'm making all the money because of my hishtalos and my intelligence or my hard work, whatever it may be. And again, we put Hashem on the back burner. And that's why it's, so to speak, difficult for a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And if we think about Shemini Atzeres, Chevra, so Shemini Atzeres is a time that we're supposed to be with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and do nothing else. Just to be with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Maariv Tzchias comments in the Gemara in Sukkah, Daf Mem Ches Amar Aleph, it's in the back of the Gemara. He says the following. The Gemara learns, V'hayisa Ach Sameach. The Gemara learns from that pasuk that there's a mitzvah simcha on Lil Yom Tov Ha'achron, meaning Shmini Atzeres night. Shmini Atzeres, there's a mitzvah of simcha, Simchas Yom Tov. But he has a problem because he says, I don't understand. Anytime Chazal darshan the words Ach or Rak, right, usually those words mean only. It's coming to exclude or to minimize. To say, oh no, this is not part of the general rule. So how could it be that if Hayisa Ach Sameach is teaching us there's an additional Chi of Simcha in Shmini Atzeres? So the answer is based on the Gra, that this Milt, this exclusion, is referring to all the mitzvos. There's no obligation to sit in a sukkah. We don't have a lulav. We don't have an esrog. We're not doing hoshanas. There's none of that. Rather, explains the Gra, all we have is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This simcha of Shmini Atzeres is to do nothing but be with Hashem. No extra mitzvos, nothing else going on, just us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As Rabbi Yoni Fox explained last night at the Hoshana Rabbah Mishmar, he kind of compared it to going on a date or spending time with a spouse, where you're at the point in your relationship where you love the person so much that you don't need to do anything. You don't need a fun activity on this date. You're with the person and you love it. You're having such a good time because you love the person. That's what Shmini Atzeres is all about. And I think this has really been the goal from the beginning of Elul, and not even just the beginning of Elul, but even from the 3 weeks in the summer, where we spoke about Chorban, but really the whole Yesod of Chorban is that Hashem is not in our lives as much, and we work through it, and we try to do tshuva during the 3 weeks, during the 9 days, on Tisha B'Av, and then leading into Elul, Yom Noram with Rosh Hashanah, Aseres Yemei Tshuva, Yom Kippur, finally we get to Sukkos, and we've been working on that dvikas, we've been working on that connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we've made it. And the Medrash explains the words in the beginning of Shir HaShirim, Heviyani HaMelech Chadarav Nagila V'Nisma Chabach, namely that we're alone with the king in his inner chamber. The Medrash says this is referring to Shmini Atzeres. And I think the Gra points out in Sefer Iov that there's a fundamental difference between Gila and Simcha. Again, the Pasuk says, Haviyani HaMelech Chadarav, the king brings us in, Nagila V'Nisma Chabach, and we will rejoice, we'll be happy with him. What's the difference between Gila and Simcha? So Gila, explains the Gra, is a contentment that comes with a fulfillment and achievement. Meaning we've accomplished so much, and you enjoy the fruits of your labor, you appreciate where you are. But a simcha, what's simcha? Simcha is this excitement, this electricity. There's a new journey, a new endeavor, and there's just this buzz around this, this excitement. And that's really the feeling that we're supposed to be experiencing on Shmini Atzeres. The gila of all the avoda from the 3 weeks through Elul, Aseres Yemei Tshuva, Yom Noram, Sukkos, and now finally, it's just us with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. We can enjoy what we've accomplished, and at the same time, to think about what Amir Tashem we're going to accomplish over the next weeks, Amir Tashem months, and throughout the entire year. So I hope we have a beautiful Shmini Atzeres, a beautiful Simchas Torah. I know it'll be a little bit different, but at least take a couple minutes to think about our relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, to be with Hashem in our minds and our hearts. I wish you all a great Shabbos, a great Yom Tov.